Rabbi Sholem Pearl.
It's a great opportunity to be here again. We are very, very close to Chag HaPesach. We already have read HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim for Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. So, and we are living with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're feeling Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're beginning to feel Leil HaSeder. So I think it's very appropriate to speak a few nekudas that are negeya to the Chodesh, what's negeya to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and of course to what's negeya to the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Mitzoyro, which talks about the Inyan of Tzaraas, which comes because of Lashon Hara. Yesterday, I found a very beautiful word from the Chassam Sofer. It's always good to start with the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer speaks about a very, very famous pasuk. We all know it. But there's a beautiful derher, beautiful insight that the Chassam Sofer gives that one doesn't usually read the pasuk in such a way. The pasuk tells us, you should tell your son in that day, saying, "Bavur ze, because of this, Osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu did for me when I left Mitzrayim, when I left Egypt." What does it mean, "Bavur ze"? So all. Everyone usually knows what Rashi says. Rashi says, it's also brought down here, Rashi says, Bavur ze, Bavur she akayem mitzvois eile, kegoin pesach matzah umoror. If you are asking, if I'm telling you, v'hoyakish, there it says, v'garito, it's a sheni yadei alishol, but it's like he was asking, what's going on over here, without even asking. He's eino yadei alishol. But he's asking about, basically, what the Talmud asks. Mazois, what's going on over here? Eva Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Manishtano, Halaylo Hazeh, Mikol Halaylois. That's more the Shela and the Tzura of the Chacham. But Batsam, this is what everyone should be asking. Manishtano, Alayla Azemikola Laylis. What's the difference? Why? Why are we doing so many interesting and strange things that we never do? So, we are basically saying to him, if you would ask such a question, you should know that the reason we left Mitzrayim, Bavur Zeh, Oso Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim. The reason why I left Mitzrayim is in order that I should be able to be Mekayim, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why I left Mitzrayim. So what's the Zeh going on? The Zeh is Pashtus going on what you see in front of you. Here you see Pesach Zeh Shanu Aichlim. Matzah zu shanu aichlim, moro ze shanu aichlim. Nu, you see in front of you a Pesach, mit a matzah, with a moro, bavur ze. Who says this pshat? The Balagode says it. That's what it says, bavur ze lo yomarti, elo b'sho she matzah moro munochen lefonecho. He doesn't say Pesach because it's a time when they didn't have a Korban Pesach already. It was made after Churban Beis Hamikdash. But that's what it means. So the Baal HaGadol himself tells us that this is what is the Pshat in Zeh. Bavul Zeh. Lo Yomarti, because Zeh means you point. What are you pointing to? You're pointing to the Pesach, the Matzah, the Moror. Elo v'sho shematzo u'moror munochem lefonecho. Those are the pshat, ha-poshut. So we start from Rashi. Rashi says, Bavur shakayim mitzvahs elu. And if you come into the Haggadah, you see that this is the pshat the way the Baal HaGodeh understood the word Zeh. However, there are different ways of interpreting the same thing, and Zeh can maybe mean a different thing too. What could it mean? So this is a very beautiful word from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, Bilel Pesach mechuyev lesaper libnoi tam Pesach shonu oichlim al shuma umatzo al shuma. And then he adds these words, ve'oid, tzrichim loy maloy. We have to tell the child she'ikir zchus hayitziyeh, that the ikir of the zchus of leaving Mitzrayim hoyo ba'avur ha'hagodo leben. It was for the zchus of telling the child, speaking to the one I'm speaking to. Kedichsev vushteitos. Where did it say? It's a pasuk mefulish, beginning of Pasha's boy, where there it talks about all the oisus and moifsim that I'm doing in with Paroi and Mitzrayim, and I'm going to be taking you out from Mitzrayim. There in that pasuk doesn't mention that point, mamish. But then the pasuk says these main famous words, L'mantesaper, Bozne Bincha, Uben Bincha, in order you should be saying over, Bozne Bincha, Uben Bincha. So he's saying that which you see from here is, Iker Zchus HaYetziyeh, Hoyo Bavur HaHagode Leben. So he's taking that pasuk, which is talking about the actual makis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicted Paroi and Mitzrayim with such makis. But the pasuk Uleman Tesaper isn't only going on the actual makis. But Leman Tesaper is going to be going on through the makis. We're going to get to makis Bechayris. Makis Bechayris is the makis which is going to bring Klal Yisrael out from Mitzrayim. Paro in the middle of the night is going to scream at the top of his lungs, for ad achshav hayisem avdei Paro, until now you were my slaves, avodai, me achshav, from now on atem avdei Hashem. That's what Paro is going to scream out in the middle of Makas Bechoiris, at the top of his lungs, the whole Mitzrayim is shrying. And Paroi has his tzaoka too. Klal Yisrael, you're free. Go out. So Makas Bechayres is the Makkah from the Yitzhiyah. So when it talks about Boyel Paroi Kanich Bati Esliboy Veslev Avodov Lemanshiti Oisoisai Eile Bekirboy, it's going on the coming Oisois, which includes Makas Bechayres, which includes Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore when the Pasuk continues and tells us Uleman Tesaper Beozne Bincha Ben Bincha, it isn't only going on, that's the reason I have given the Makas, but it's that's the reason why I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. The Chasam Sofer Kedar Koy Bakoydish is very, very mekatzer. Abul Chayre, that's what he means. That's what he says here. Ve'oid tzrichim loy maloy she'iker tzchus hayetziye hoyo ba'avur ha'hagodol leben kedichsev lemantesaper be'ozne bincha. And then he says, and what's going to happen when you tell it to your son? Kedei, shayideze, kisheyigdal haben. When the son is going to grow up, yisaper gamhu lebanav, he's going to afterwards tell it to his children, and so on and so forth. Vush take us. Where does it say that? V'yiskayim lemantesaper bozne bincha. Uben Bincha. It doesn't mean that you're a beautiful Zaydele sitting over there at the Seder, which is beautiful. I love the Seders of the Zaydis. But, you know, it's not what the Pasuk is mamish means kipshutoi. The Chasam Sofer understands, L'mantesaper b'ozne bincha. And through that, that you are mesapa bozne bincha, uben bincha. Your son is going to be mesapa to his son. So this way it's called like you're mesapa to your grandchild. As I state, Kedesh Aideze, Kishigdala ben, Gamhu, Yisapa, Gamhu, Lebonov, Vyiskayim, Lemantisapa, Beozne bincha, uben bincha. And now comes the beautiful Knech in the Pasuk. The Chassam Sofer is always kedai to learn. Ah, my ridiculous Sofer. Koyach Hadrash. Unbelievable. Zuktazeh. Vehainu. And this is what you could say pshat in the Pasuk. Vehigadit alabincha. You'll tell your son. What are you going to tell him? Vavurzeh oso Hashem li b'tzeis him in Mitzrayim. If this is the way we understood the pasuk, lamante saper bozne bincho ben bincho, like his loshen, he said she ikir zechus ayetzie hoya bavur hahagodel ben. So now it makes sense that the zed doesn't only go on to the pesach matzah moro shemunochim lefonecho. You're pointing to this name bavur zed. Because of this that I'm doing now, and I'm telling you, my dear Yankele, or my dear Shmulek, I'm telling you the story, Bavur Ze, for this reason, also Hashem Li, Betzeisi B'Mitzrayim. So, I saw this Chassam Sofer yesterday, and was very moved by it. The Pshat, the Oymek Pshat, it's a beautiful beer, Pshat. In Zeh. And what's the Pashup Shav? Why would a Kodesh Baruch Hu make the ganze Yetzias Mitzrayim? He's taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim just for man to saper be'ozne bincha uben bincha. Harei, if it's the Makis, okay, maybe I understand. You're doing, Hashem is doing these real wondrous Makis in order that it should be what to say over. Uleman to saper be'ozne bincha uben bincha. But why Yetzias Mitzrayim? The whole Yetzias Mitzrayim is for this. He iker Yitzchus haYetzia hoya bavur haHagode iratamaise. Why? Why should it be like that? So I'm thinking like this. This is the Chassam Sofer doesn't say. What do we have to do? We have to leave. He leaves it to us, Abyssal. So what's coming on? So I think like this. It's very simple. The idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with all the makis and everything, it's like the Ramban, basically at the end of Parshas Boy, is Mayrich, and this is no, there's no Rosh Hashiva or Mashgiach or any Mashpia who doesn't bring this Ramban Kilashoinoi, the Muyridiki Ramban in Sof Parshas Boy, that a Yid has to live emuna. A pasuk says V'tzadik bemunoso yichye. Mindaf leib ben emuna. You got to live it. Oh, but where do we connect to emuna? We could walk out and we could say ki eres shomecho masetz boisecho yoreach vekechovim asher koinanto. Okay, maybe if you have a very big regesh, and the Rambam talks about it in Yisoidei Atayra Perek Beis, you walk out and you're in a spoil from the brie. Shigvaldi. You makis misha oma v'hoyu ho'ayla. It's true. It's moisif. It's a way of bringing ma'oyer this hakara in us. There's also the very famous sifri. Ritzoin chola hakis misha oma v'hoyu ho'ayla. You have to be loimet toire. Oisek batoire. And that, of course, has to do with the famous start the day the Torah way, that in order to live a day of makiris mishama v'hoyu ha'ilam, you're starting the day with loimet Torah. The words of the pasuk is v'hoyu advarim ho'ele asher noichi mitzavcho ayoim alev avecho, and through that you're going to get to v'ahavtos Hashem alekecho and all that it says before that. So Avad, you'll know and recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through being me'oyer it with the Nusach of the Rambam. You'll do it through Torah Kedosha. But the Ramban tells us a Yesoid Otzum, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave the actual source of life of Emunah to Klal Yisrael by the Nisim, by the Moifsim from Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And for this, a Yid has to connect to that lifeline of Emunah, which is connecting to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And only through that could you really connect to that Emunah. And therefore, says the Ramban, we say every day, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yitzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And in the nice Siddur it says, in this time you should be mechaven to be yoitzeh the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. And then when we stand Shabbos in Kiddush, and we say with very solemnly and very moving, what do we say? Oh, Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim. We mention Shabbos Kodesh. Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you have time, you'll look at the Ramban yourself, and you'll see how much he enumerates different mitzvahs that all are connecting us to Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then there's something very interesting, and this I said over in London this Shabbos, as the mitzvah, which was negeya to what the beginning of Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim, Rishenu Lochem Lechodshe Hashana. This mitzvah of counting Chodesh Nissen is number one. And then Eor is two, because we didn't have Eor then, right? We had no names. So it's one, two, three, four. And usually the one would be Tishrei, meaning the beginning when the world was created. And no, Chodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodoshim, Rishenu Lochem Lechodshe Hashana, Ma Ho'inyin Bezeh. What's the Inyan? Why? Says the holy Ramban, and this is not such a famous Ramban, the one at the end of Parshas Bo, everybody quotes. But the one over here is not so quoted, but it's Moiridik. You know what that is to do? That when we remember, we talk about any month we are living in, and we write a shtar, or whatever it might be, we're going to have to remember, hey, I'm in Sivan, right? So I'm in third month. Third from what? From Nissan. What happened in this? Yitzias Mitzrayim! So you're connecting to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dvayoim Beyoimoy, by Poshet, counting the months, Lefi Nissen being number one. Azei Zok Ramban, that's the pshat of Achoydesh Hazel Lochem, Roish Chodoshim, Rishon Hu Lochem Lechodshe Hashana. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, with all its Nissen, all the moifsim are the lifeline, is the lifeline of Emunah of Klal Yisrael. When you connect to that, then you can be moisif the Rambam, that you go out and you'll see the Bria. And you'll be so nispoiled from the beauty of the Bria of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I was yesterday in Ivanhoe Aston, next to London, a beautiful place called Ivanhoe Beacon. See, go on top, you see the beautiful Bria, Valdik. You sit and you're learning, you're learning when you're there. So you have Torah and the Bria together, Valdik. But all this is great Me'orer, but we have to have the lifeline of Emunah. The lifeline of Emunah is connecting to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for this, there's a special night designated, and that's the Leil HaSeder, the Laila, that mitzvah l'saper benissim v'nifloyes b'leil chamisha osor benissim. That's the great night when we have to be saying over and telling over the story at length of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we all know the very famous words, v'chol amar b'l'saper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubach. The Poshet Pshat, one would say, it's like a mitzvah min amuvcher. But many from the Gerois HaGedoilim, like the Sfasemes and others, already have seen that the Haggadah is not saying stamep a mitzvah min amuvcher. It's telling us what is going to happen to us. What's going to happen to the Mesaper himself? And you know what it's saying? It's saying that Harei Zeh Meshubach, he becomes a Meshubach Dike Mensch. He becomes a much better person. In what nekuda does he become better? He becomes better by being a living mamin. V'tzadik bemunosoi yichyeh. That's Harei Zeh Meshubach. That's what comes out from the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as is Bakant, one of the very famous Belzavertor, on that pasuk that it says, Ulemantis Saper, Bosne Bincha, Uben Bincha, and all that, it says at the end, it's the Slati Vesetzraim, 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 Vyedatem, Ki Ani Hashem. You will know Ki Ani Hashem. It begins with you being Mesaper. And the Sipur itself is He'emanti, your Mashashti Emunah, Ki Adaber, as you're speaking about Emunah. And then the Yedatem, Divis Talein Vissen, you will know Ki Ani Hashem. You, your son, your grandson, whoever is going to be there. But you also will become a different person. It's a milieu de kezach. The koyach hadibur is a koyach that is able to be mashpia. That a person mamish feels and lives that he's speaking. And that's what Leil HaSeder is. Leil HaSeder is emuneh. The lifeline of emuneh. And now comes the hemshech. But what does it have to do with the man to saper bosne bincha or ben bincha? So on that I bring a very beautiful word. Rabbi Leib Steinman Shlita always likes to say this over. He says it over by the chinuch. The Ido is like when there's a convention of chinuch. Many times he says this word over. And it's such a beautiful word, he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking about Avraham Avinu, and he says, you know, I love him. Ki yedatif. Loshun chibo. Why? Lemana sheyitzave. Esbono vesbeiso yachrov. Vishomru derech Hashem. Lasois tzedoko umishpot. Interessant. He says, you know, I don't understand. We are lacking schuyas to speak about Avraham Avinu. Why a Kodesh Baruch Hu should love him? Ki yedatev. He felt nishtois. He kif shenoish. He goes against Nimrod. What's he called? Nimrod Amraphel. Amar pur. Throw him in. And he goes in over there. And he's a mamin. He's moisa nefesh. And bitochen nebishter. Everything in one shot. Gewaldig. And then lech lecho me'artzecho, me'melatzecho, me'beisovicho, shikhi amechu beisovich. It's not that I'm going out physically, it's going out spiritually, it's going out in mind. That's why the order is different. A very shver nisoyen, and we go through so many different nisoyenes. Akeda. Everything, but that wasn't yet when the pasuk was said, by the way. But Lech Lecha was, and others were also. And the many nisyonos Avraham Avinu went through, and he goes and he mekabits everyone from the whole world, and he's getting oilim, everyone's coming, and everyone's listening, and he's being mefitz, emuneg, valdik. No, that's not ki yedatif. What is ki yedatif? L'man ashi etzave, es bonov. Vespeisoy achrof, v'shomru derech Hashem lasas tzedakah mishpat. So says Rabbi Leib Steinman Shlita, moyer dekipshat. All that is beautiful, but how will that have a hemshech? How will it continue in the world? How will the world continue to live with kvod shemayim? How will the world come to its tachlis? It's beautiful l'shaitoi for the time being. But how in the world can anything continue if not for the hashkoeh, the putting in all the koiches, investing all effort in chinuch habonim? If not for that, nothing will be able to remain. So it's beautiful and it's nice. Obehakul kiloi hoya. Legabe the tachlis abriya is like it never was. But since Avraham Avinu didn't just do it for the time being, but he was mashkia de koiches, that the chinuch should continue on, that there should be a hemshech adoyres, and it comes out of Yitzchok and a Yankov, and a shiftiko, and a shivim nefesh, and so on and so forth. Oy leman sheyetzave ezbono vezbeisoy acharov. Some say acharov means to follow him. Acharov could also mean when he leaves the world. When he's acharov, it's after his time of residing upon planet Earth as a chai kipshutoi. Acharov v'shomru derech Hashem lasos tzedoko mishpat. Yes, if that's the matziv, then there's a future. Then we can build a future. And then everything that Avraham Avinu put in the koiches to has a value. And it's kiyadativ. I love him. He's the one who's megalim and covered in the world. There's nothing like Avraham Avinu. Aboisai, otodosis yetzias mitzrayim and sipo yetzias mitzrayim. Avade, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the lifeline of Emunah. But if we don't give it over to the children, if it's not going to come over to the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, if it's not going to go over me door to door, vus vet blaben fin ganz Yiddishkeit, what's going to remain from Gilu Kvod Shemayim? What's going to remain from the ganze Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ki iker Yetzias Mitzrayim, iker zchulus ha-yetziah, hoyo ba'avur ha-hagodel le-ben. It's not stamped just to say over the moifsim, and it's a choshev ezach. It's saying kana yesoid, the yesoid of hemshech adoyres, yitzave ezbonov vezbeisoy acharov v'shomru derech Hashem lasoy tzedoko mishpot. It's giving over the emunah midor ledor, and then the Yetzias Mitzrayim had a tremendous purpose. It has what to get a tremendous 5-star for it, because that is what the tachlis of everything. This shteik neshen chasam soifer, this Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave to me, Hakotten, to be moisef a little neufech, al derech a chasam soifer, for shteik the chasam soifer is bavur zeh, zeh is going on the sipur, shteik nesh farvos, the pashtus would be just the etzim hashevach that there is over here, a belibi oimeli, the chasam soifer, a dogemeint, where he himself was so mashkia, the alekoiches, and the very famous in Shuvis Yoledeya, that the son, the Ksav Soifer, wrote such a beautiful akdame about how the father, the Heilike Chasam Soifer, was mashkia all his koiches, even to the expense of his own aliyah. And that's he touches up Yenna Posuk, but I'm not going to go into Rarichas, ki yedativ lemanashi yetzaves, bonaves, beisvay achrov. Beautiful piece, which is, that was the Chasam Soifer. And therefore, libi oimeli, and when the Chasam Soifer is speaking about something to do with Bon Bincha, or Ben Bincha, who Hoya Oimer? It's what the Chasam Soifer himself felt. It's a Talmidim giving over to the more Talmidim, and going over and over, and he was Mechanech Nitztam. He was Mechanech those that can continue to give over. This I once heard a Muyridi Kevort. It wasn't Stam that the Chasam Soifer was Megadol Talmidim. He was Megadol Rabbonim. He was Megadol Rosh Yeshivas. He was Megadol those that can give over to others what they received, and then weiter they can make other Talmidim. That is was the Chasam Soifer. So one time, ages ago, when I was in Yeshivas Preshburg, Sikor Shalevsky's yeshiva in one of the Gilgulim, it was called Preshburg. Most people here, Mr. Tummer, remember it from those days, the days of Preshburg. And there was also their celebrations of Preshburg. So there was a Pesayortzeit of the Chasam Soifer, and they would come, and very big Rabbonim from that Kufa, this was a long time ago when they were living, and they would speak about the Chasam Soifer. And someone said over such a beautiful vort. Everyone knows that Reb Chiya, kama gedoyle masa Chiya, the Gemara in Ksubis daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and other places, what was the great mile of Reb Chiya? So most people know how he spent all the koiches into making sure that the foundation and the whole mehus of the shoyrish of the dover should be so pure, should be so holy, Gevaldik. But you know what he did? Very interesting what he did. He have already in front of him those Megillus. He had a Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And he would get this Talmud and he would teach him Zroim. And this Talmud he would teach Moyed. This one, Nashim, Nezikim, Chotshim, Taharis. And then he said, Igmeru Lahadadi. You now teach each other. You know Zroim, teach the Oilam Zroim, and so on and so forth. Okay, it's very nice. Some might say it's a quite good shortcut. What's this? Maybe you take all six together and teach them all six. That'll be too much, maybe. Okay, could be. So we teach one, each one separate. And shine. I don't know if I have to teach you one. Maybe you don't have. Maybe I can be typhus. Okay, you have to be oimed. Why exactly that was the way he did it? Oh, but someone said then. It wasn't just mechanech. He was mechanech mechanchem. He gave over to the children. You now know Zroim. Do not keep it for yourself. You're going to teach Zroim to the others. And you're going to teach Moya to the others. And you're going to teach Taharis to the others. He was megadl, rabonim, mashpiim, and mechanchem. And that's what one of the very big preshboger rabbonim said about the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wasn't only mashkia in just having talmidim in chinuch. He was mashkia in the talmidim becoming a zelicha gedoy le'olam, that they themselves were able to open yeshivas, that they themselves were able to be mashpim and matike ashmue. Rabbi Isai, it's impossible to stand in England and not mention the tremendous simcha that this yeshiva Preshburg that became finally Heichal HaTorah and now celebrates the 40th anniversary since Moreno of Tsvikushlevsky Shlite opened the yeshiva Reshischa Mitzar of Baruch Hashem Azelech Gutoilon from the best of England steiging and steiging. Kama the Rosh Yeshiva is mashkia in every mashehu of the Talmidim to be able to be yoyred le'um keshel aloche, to be able to be yoyred and be masber and define in the most crystal and clearest way. What state, what is this side of the chakira? What is that side? What does this region hold? What does this region hold? But not in an oifen of be'erech, not in an oifen of maybe, but in the oifen of Yerida L'Oimik, Dikduk HaLashoynes, Cheshboynes, with a oimik, with a svara, which is Mamish Nikorim Divrei Emes. Oh, but it's not just that. This is what I have to say, especially being here, and in England, there's no one who doesn't know the greats of Tzvi Kushelevsky Shlite. This is what he's done also. He is Megadl, and he is Megadl, Mechanchem. Those are able to give over to others. For us in yeshiva, it happens mamish. But not only stam for chazora. There's a certain time we stop the shiurim for like a 2 or 3 days. And then the bochim themselves, the young ones that just came sometimes, are the ones who say over the chabure. They say over the shiur of the yeshiva with a klarkeit. They prepare it. They say it over to the oilam. And I think that in that licht abyssal, that nekuda of the Chasam Sofer, zil agmeru la'adode, in a gewisse way. I want to teach you how to teach others, how to give over Torah. It's a chinuch, it's a inyan of hemshech hadoyres. And this is the celebration that I, as a Talmud, and many others, to celebrate that this day, mamish. This is mamish the time. And it's a gewaldike simche. Leman tesaper, bozne bincha, uben bincha. This I said, al tzakor satoiv, kashe mamish, kol mashieshli. It's also from the Rosh Hashiva. Get a klarkeit. Betalts, over a boisai. This is what you got today also, as I sort klarkeit. Over here we have a bavul zeh, we have a pshat in a bavul zeh. We're seeing that it says in the Chasam Sofer that Yetzias Mitzrayim is leman this nekude voshteid on two words. The first nekude is that the lifeline of emunah is sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is hemanti ki adaber. How much we speak about it, that's how much the emunah is mushresh in us. The zweite yesod, ob if only kiyadativ, lemanashi yitzaves, one of his basei achrov, otherwise if it doesn't have a hemshech, it's not something which has a true emes erech, and this is what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. When we'll be sitting by Leil HaSeder, and we'll have the kinder, odei neklach, they're going to be sitting with us. We're going to give over to them the lahava sayemune, the flame, the eish of emune. Yidden have gone through doire doires of persecution. Shebechol dor vador. Uim dimoleinu lechaliseinu. Yidden gone through from golis to golis. And we're all mefuzer mefoyod ben o'amim from all sides. This is part of what we think about when it comes to the Leil of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That the same way that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was able to take us out from such a low matzev in Rochnius and Gashmius, so also by us too, when we go through hardships and we think about our galus, we can be mechazek ourselves with this. Now I'm finishing with this beautiful word, which one time I was mechaven to. I never saw anybody say this. There's a pasuk that one night to another night, Yechavedas will teach knowledge. There's another pasuk, Vemunoscho Balelois. There's the emuna that we have is Balelois, is at night. So we all know there's Emes Ve'yatziv Baboiker, and there's Emes Ve'emuna Balelois. Rabbi said there's a muyudiki yisod v'shteido. V'laylo l'laylo Yechavedas. When a person is in a matzav of Laila, how is he supposed to be mechazek himself? Part of the yisoidus of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to feel ein oid nilvadoi. What the Rebbe Yisrael was able to accomplish, and the way he did accomplish it, and he promises he's going to accomplish it again, he's going to bring us hengalti eschem aches kereishis. If we dwell on this inyan, we can feel the Laila. Lil Lilo, Lilo's Golas. One Lilo will teach Lagabi the other Lilo. Yechavedas. It's going to teach that knowledge. It's going to tell us, listen, don't worry. It might be dark. It might be night. But you saw how you got out of that night. And you're going to get out of this night too. Odosis vemunoscho balelois. Balelois is one night teaches the other night, and then there's Vemunoscho. This is part of the Yesoidis that we give over to our children. Don't worry. Always you have an address. Speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Tate Nimol. And we shall all be Zoiche to be Mamshich, Hemshech Hadoiris, in the Grest and Best Oifin, and be Zoiche, Bekorev Mamish, Ki Meitzeischo Meretz Mitzrayim, E'enu Nifloes, Bevias Oiloi Shel Mashiach, Ubinye Beis Amigdash Ashlishi, Benoicha Min Azvochim, Min Apsochim, Ashiagi Odoma, Ki Ezvachach Olorotzen, Gula Ashlishi, Leimo b'meiro b'yameinu. Amen. Do you remember my father?